here playing with Getter this morning. I'm playing with Getter because there's a live feed of the video feed, all right, of Real America's Voice broadcast this hour of the program live on Getter. So if you're not on there, you're not able to, you know, hear all this. See, Tom says, hi from West Virginia. Morning, Steve. Talking about a bunch of stuff here. You guys go on Getter and get into the little live stream conversation here. And join me. We're going to grow this thing. And we're going to win this thing. Trust me on this. West Virginia, big winner yesterday, of course, with that case. Now, radical leftist AOC, excuse me, thinks that Supreme Court justices should be impeached over this. Most notably, Clarence Thomas, who they call a black white supremacist. Who's wrong with these people? He should be impeached for misconduct. She claims he and other members of the court have engaged in, without any proof, of course, without evidence, as they always say, for the outrageous accusation that she claims is perfectly clear. Do you think we can start drug testing members of Congress? Serious question. If you're not allowed to drive a truck, if you've been taking a gummy or smoking weed, you shouldn't be allowed to participate in Congress. Come on, AOC. Quick drop. They demand it of others, right? I think it's perfectly fair and reasonable to ask for the same. Drug tests randomly. And so will you have to listen to this. Go.
I personally believe that Clarence Thomas should be impeached beyond a shadow of a doubt. I am astonished that this is a position that is in any way controversial to anyone. The degree and extent of misconduct that Clarence Thomas alone, in addition to several of his colleagues, have participated and engaged in is foundationally delegitimizing to the Supreme Court. And it is our responsibility, our constitutional duty to rein them in.
Mm-hmm. And it's our constitutional responsibility to make sure that people that are as dumb as she is don't get to serve in Congress. Voters were counting on you. New York, come on. You can't be proud when you see that. We know better. Come on, we know better. When you see what she's like, you guys must be going, oh, my God, she said what? She said what? But if you thought that was the dumbest thing she'd say, you'd be wrong, of course. She's also demanding abortion on demand in America on federal land. Well, of course, because that makes sense. It's illegal, but hell, it's what she wants. And if it's not what she gets, then, of course, we should impeach people and fire people and overtake the government. Here it is.
I will say on a policy response, we need to be working on repealing the Hyde Amendment in Congress right now. I am proud to say that we have successfully started to take the steps to repeal the Hyde Amendment. And with the Hyde Amendment, repealing the Hyde Amendment will allow the federal government to invest in access to reproductive care in any place that has federal jurisdiction, including places with federal jurisdiction in red states. I have brought up, for example, the prospects of increasing abortion access on federal lands in red states. There are workarounds around this. We can start exploring this now. We can start working on what the scaffolding and the details of this would look like now. And the actual deep investment would be allowed if we repealed the Hyde Amendment.
We should start exploring how she ever got a chance to run for Congress. Oh, yeah. It was a casting call. That's right. It was a casting call. Apply now. You could be the next member of Congress. That's exactly what it was. In Florida, Charlie Crist, former Republican, never a Republican, claimed to be at one time. Then he became a Democrat. Then he's an independent. Now he's a Democrat. He's just an idiot. Right. The disgraced former governor of Florida running to be elected again says there's not one piece of abortion legislation that he would not support. What an idiot. You see, Charlie, the fact of the matter is when you say, well, the vast majority of Americans support Roe v. Wade. The majority of Americans support the concept of abortion early with restrictions and guidelines. That's where it ends. I mean, honestly, I know it's not something that comes to Charlie Crist easily or to AOC, or maybe they're just not very coherent, all right? And so I'm giving them a break here. I'll work them through it. When you ask Americans about third trimester abortions, you know, after like 30 weeks, more than 80% of Americans say absolutely not. When you ask Americans about second trimester, which is after 3 months of gestation, they say no. Two-thirds say absolutely not. So the people that support abortion in America support it 3 months or before. 12, 13 weeks, maybe 15, but that's stretching it. That's what Florida has currently, but a court there, of course, said, oh, we can't enforce that. Of course not. They want to go to 24 weeks. That's 6 months. 6 months of gestation, and they, wait, we want to be able to go to... Come on. Really? Wake up. Nobody supports that. Not in big numbers, and they're too dumb to get it. Anyhow, here's Charlie Crist. Listen to what he says.
That's why this election is so critical, so important. DeSantis is wrong, and I'm right. I stand with women. I will protect them. I'll do everything in my power as your governor, as I have already in the past. I will veto any anti-abortion legislation.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You won't be governor now or again ever. Ron DeSantis will be governor until he becomes president. That's the way it is. Because, again, there are two paths that are going to happen in 2024, one or the other. Either Donald Trump is sworn in to serve his second term as president, or Ron DeSantis is sworn in to give his first term as president. There is no middle ground. Now, David Axelrod, at least, is honest, one of Barack Obama's chief advisors, and he says Joe Biden is so adrift, there's almost no hope he'll ever right this ship. Listen.
When the president got into those questions, gas prices and inflation and abortion rights, there was a lot less of that certainty, a lot less of that emphatic nature of his initial presentation on NATO, because he doesn't have great answers.
He doesn't have any answers. Great answers. He had no answer. Please. But at least he's honest. David Axelrod, I have respect for Bernie Sanders. Don't like what he says, but at least he says what he means and he sticks with it. So there is that. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.